kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Youth Speaks. Boses ng kabataan, ating pakinggan.
Nitong March 8 lamang ay ginanap ang International Women's Day at ang kabuuan ng buwan ng Marso ay tinatawag na International Women's Month. Tampok sa Youth Speak segment natin ngayon ang ilan sa mga kababaihan na tinaguri ang pinakauna sa kanilang profesyon sa kanilang pamilya.
Ating makasama ngayong umaga si Razel Nana at si Maria Echevarria. Para simulan lang, no, bakit nyo pinili yung mga kurso na kinuha nyo ngayon?
So for me and my family, there's no one else that does engineering that is like a woman. So for me, it became that was the thing that motivated me to actually pursue my course, to kind of, I guess, prove to people that gender and stuff doesn't really matter when it comes to like degrees. And at first, I thought like it would be very difficult because of, I guess, expectations. How it's like seen as something like a field that's dominated by the opposite gender. So I thought I wouldn't get as much support or I would be, I guess, disadvantaged. But having other relatives that do the same course, but, you know, of course, the opposite gender, for me, like, it was actually very helpful.
My background area in terms of uni and now in my work is actuarial studies. So working with like risk and insurance and things like that. So for me, I think in terms of choosing the subject, I didn't really see any barriers in terms of having no one in my family to support in terms of having experience in it before, because I think the way that the subject area is structured at university and in the workforce in Australia is pretty well structured, and you're able to get support from like lecturers and tutors and like industry mentors in a way that you don't really feel like you're alone. So it's not really the biggest issue to not have anyone in your immediate family to be able to help you.
Para sa inyo ba, mahalaga ba na nandito kayo sa Australia na kung tinatawag na enabling environment para sa educational at professional development ninyo?
Yeah, I think so. I don't really have a point of professional comparison in the Philippines because I moved to Australia when I was 8, so obviously it's just grade 2. But the structure, at least in the actuarial field in Australia, is pretty straightforward in terms of leading to your accreditation. So there are 8 accredited universities between Australia and New Zealand that offer actuarial studies in order for you to finish part 1 of your accreditation. And then there's sort of a logical step towards part 2 and part 3, which is, I don't want to say easy to follow, but there's only so much you can get wrong if you're going towards that path. So whoever you're talking to that's older than you, whether it be only 1 year older or if it's like 10 years older, if you're matched with them through like a society mentoring program, whatever happens, it's fairly understandable between the different generations, I guess. So it makes it quite easy for you to be supported in your journey that way.
I guess for me, similarly with Marie, I came here when I was around 11, so I can't really give a comparison. However, with my course, I was able to get into it because of Women in Engineering. They were advertising it by UNSW. So I guess since I haven't heard any much about engineering for women specifically in the Philippines here, it does help. And I think they're more like there's more promotion with women in engineering here in comparison to the Philippines.
Nakaranas na ba kayo ng gender stereotyping o kaya gender discrimination sa inyong pag-aaral o kaya sa pagtatrabaho nyo dito?
Yeah, I don't think I've really experienced much in terms of direct discrimination towards me, but it's definitely something that's still a prevalent issue. For example, at UNSW, the business school has the Equity, Diversity and Inclusion Initiative of the Women and Business Ambassadors, which I was a part of over the last 2 years of uni. So the disciplines in which females are generally underrepresented had ambassadors to help with outreach activities to high school students to encourage like year 11 and 12 students to gain interest in the areas that you don't typically see as many females in. So even though it's not exactly in your face that someone sort of discriminates against you as a female, it's still generally seen that in the statistics that the number of women in higher positions in those fields, such as actuarial studies or finance or information systems, is still generally lower than the proportion of men. So while it's not direct, it's still definitely evident that the inequality in the gender balance is still there.
There is definitely still, I guess, a huge difference, a huge gap between the ratio between women and men in engineering. But personally, I haven't experienced any discrimination. Like what Marie said, there isn't like much direct, but surely there would still be some of that. Considering, for example, for my course, the ratio of men to women is probably 32, maybe 5. So however though, like despite that, they are promoting it much more nowadays with women engineering. There's societies for it. There's also I'm pretty sure there's something called FEAS, I think, which allows I think this is for incoming high school students into uni for them to promote women engineering by, I think, if they don't meet the required ATAR for the course, they can still apply for it through a video or something like that. But like stuff like these definitely helped and still helps with the whole situation with the discrimination and stuff. And yeah.
Para sa ating huling katanungan lang, no, paano nyo nakikita yung sarili nyo 5 years from now?
I just love doing what I do. So I just want to kind of put it out there, you know, like as long as you're interested in it and you work hard for it.
Just to, I guess, increase visibility of women in the field. I know during my time at UNSW and also during my time as a Women in Business Ambassador, I met so many women in higher positions in actuarial studies and also in other areas of business where usually you would see like older white males in the media. And so even if it's not that they were there being like flashy, look at me, I'm a woman in this position, it's just them being there by itself, like even in that fact, was quite quite surprising, but also really inspiring to see that they're not trying to show off, they're just doing their thing and like being present and being visible.
Si Marie ang pinakauna-una ang actuarial analyst sa kanilang pamilya, habang si Razel naman ang magiging pinakauna-unahang mechatronics engineer. Diyan na po nagtatapos ang ating Youth Speak segment ngayong linggo. Para pa sa may iba't ibang opinion, saloobin at usap-usapan na ating mga kabataan, tumutok lang po sa aming programa. Ako po si David De Los Reyes para sa SBS Filipino.
Youth Speaks, boses ng kabataan, ating pakinggan.
Nais nyo bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.